This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.
Welcome back. Halftime here, the Huskers game with the Indiana Hoosiers, and we are delighted to be joined by Nebraska President Hank Bounds. We catch up each and every week to hear what's happening at the university, and so let's jump right into it. What's on your mind this week?
So I think it's important to always talk about access and how we make certain that we not only meet the needs of the students of Nebraska, but how we really start thinking about the future and how we meet workforce numbers. We were fortunate to have increases almost across the board this year, and so the largest enrollment numbers ever in the history of the university, and that's good news. But even with that good news, we really have to start thinking about how we accelerate that growth.
Let's talk about online learning. That's a topic we've brushed on the last several years as well. What's going on at the university in that regard?
Well, so we recognize that we are going, one of the primary ways that we're going to grow in terms of significant growth is we're going to have to continue to really be thoughtful about how we provide opportunities with online education. The numbers are clear in terms of when we look in the rearview mirror a bit. Last year, the numbers of online credit hours grew by 19%. That's more than 207,000 credit hours. Interestingly, many of those credit hours were taken by students who lived on campus. Many of the credit hours were obviously taken by distance-only students. About two-thirds of those credit hours were taken by Nebraska residents. And so maybe a couple of interesting points that the listeners may be interested in is that we offer more than 100 programs across all four campuses, and that's every level, bachelor's, master's, doctoral degrees. They're all in high-demand areas that are important to Nebraska, and they really sort of go across the spectrum of academic disciplines from agriculture to education to IT, and we even offer high school courses online for Nebraska high school students.
Wonderful. If you walk across any of the campuses in Nebraska, you see young people on their phones, their iPads, they've got all their digital devices out. How has that changed the way education is delivered?
So, Greg, if you think about our generation, we're what I would call technology immigrants. Mm-hmm. My children are technology natives. The students who are in school today are technology natives. 23% of all college graduates in the U.S. have taken some online courses, but if you just look at the last 10 years, what you find is that almost 46% of all graduates have taken online courses. They're comfortable with it, and these students aren't just taking them. You know, they're not just the students who are off campus. These are students in their pajamas in a dorm room, mm-hmm, taking an online course.
Yeah, that's right. Can you talk a little bit more about how online classes and degrees create access and more opportunities for all Nebraskans?
Well, an interesting point about our state is that we have lots of students out there who have some education beyond high school. And so we really have to be thoughtful about how we provide access to them. We have to think about how we deal with working families, how we deal with members of the military. That list really goes on and on and on. The fact of the matter is that today's college student, we think of them as being the 18, 19, 20-year-old right out of high school, going into college, taking the traditional pathway. But the fact of the matter is that this is such a competitive space. Jobs are so competitive. Good jobs are hard to get, and it takes more education. So we have to be thoughtful about how we look at all walks of life. How do we look at the 25 to 35-year-old that have a different lifestyle? Maybe they are married. Maybe they have children. Maybe they're working full-time. So meeting their needs, we have to figure out how to take the University of Nebraska to them instead of expecting them to come to us.
Talking about workforce development, you've mentioned that a few times. How do the online degrees that the university offers help the business community grow?
Well, we know that 1 in 7 working-age Nebraskans today hold a degree from one of our campuses. We are key to meeting workforce needs in order to ensure that Nebraskans are able to get those higher paying jobs. We know that in the future, more than 70% of all jobs in Nebraska will require some education beyond high school. That doesn't mean it's a bachelor's degree. It may mean it's a high demand certificate. One of the ways that we're going to do that is through online education. There are 300,000 Nebraskans who have some education but haven't crossed the finish line. And so online education at the University of Nebraska is going to help ensure that more of those Nebraskans do cross the finish line and are able to access better, higher paying jobs.
Well, it sounds exciting that the university is keeping up with the digital revolution and serving Nebraskans at the same time. Great to see you. We'll look forward to seeing you back in Lincoln next week.
I look forward to it as well. Go Big Red.
Nebraska President Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We have more coming up next.
This is the University of Nebraska President's Halftime Show. The University of Nebraska, focused on the future of our state and of our world. One university, four campuses, one Nebraska.